story failure causes mental blockage. When life throws its toughest punches, like money problems or family crises, it's common to feel stuck. The usual problem-solving tricks suddenly don't work, and old ways of thinking lead nowhere. It's like hitting a mental roadblock, halting personal growth, and keeping problems around. Neuroscience has a clue why this happens. Your brain is like a memory and prediction machine. It uses past experiences to guess what will happen next. These guesses shape our stories about ourselves and the world around us. And these stories decide how we tackle problems, whether we succeed or get stuck. Sometimes, our usual problem-solving methods don't work as well as we'd like. It's like driving down a familiar road and suddenly finding it blocked. When this happens, instead of adapting, our minds get stuck in old ways of thinking. To get unstuck, we need to pause and rethink our approach. We have to look at the stories we tell ourselves about the situation and be open to changing our perspective. By doing this, we can create new ways of thinking that help us move forward. Identify your narratives and craft new ones for fresh perspectives. Your brain naturally prefers certainty and familiar behaviors. This can make it tough to spot faulty reasoning. But if you want to improve your thinking, you must shake things up. By changing your thoughts, you can create new connections in your brain. When we're stuck on something, it's good to stop and think about it in a new way. This helps us find answers and move forward. 1. Identifying the problem and story. Michael Hyatt encountered a setback when his team failed to meet their sales target. He attributed this shortfall to a combination of external factors beyond their control, including interest rates, gas prices, and shifting buying trends, all of which contributed to a decline in sales. 2. Debunking faulty storytelling. Hyatt blamed missing the team sales targets for solid reasons, but his belief that he couldn't take action to minimize the impact was mistaken. 3. Shift in perspective unleashes growth. Hyatt decided to change his focus from things he couldn't control to things he could. By doing this, he kickstarted a process of forming new connections in his brain and crafting a fresh narrative for himself. Your stories are governed by your mind's narrator, shaping outcomes. To make sense of the world, our brains use concepts. These can be concrete, like the shape of a cup, or abstract, like love or justice. When neurons in our brains connect through synapses, they form these concepts. Sometimes, these concepts link together to show cause and effect relationships, like when one thing happening leads to another. This creates a kind of story in our brains. A narrator in our mind then interprets these stories, turning them into coherent thoughts. Narrators help us understand the world around us, often giving us useful advice like, once bitten, twice shy. But sometimes, their storytelling is flawed or outdated, which can hold us back from growing. Question facts to alter harmful narratives effectively. In your brain, the hippocampus and neocortex form memories, which come in two types: episodic, like personal movies, and semantic, like a library of facts and knowledge. Episodic memories are personal, while semantic memories are more like facts. But with time and reinforcement, our minds can change some of those personal memories into factual ones. The narrator's distorted memories become mistaken truths, impacting their decision-making process, often leading to trouble. For years, author Megan Hyatt Miller avoided public speaking because she believed she was bad at it, thanks to her negative thoughts. Memories from high school fueled her fear, making her dread stepping onto the stage. As her fears grew, she held back even more from speaking in public. Free your mind from assumptions and focus on established facts for clarity. When Hyatt Miller had to start giving presentations for her executive job, she saw she needed to do things differently. So, she asked her friend Michelle Cushot, who coaches people in public speaking, for help. Cushot, who used to inspire others with her speeches, had her voice affected by surgery for tongue cancer. Instead of giving in, Cushot looked at her situation in a new way. Seeing Cushot's determination, Hyatt Miller decided to rethink her way of telling stories. When starting an interrogation, the first thing to do is figure out what's real and imagined. Are you dealing with facts or just assumptions? Are any biases involved? Separate emotions from facts. Then ask yourself, which facts matter and which don't? After gathering facts, don't rush to conclusions. You might misinterpret cause and effect. New facts don't mean you see the whole picture. Watch out for metaphors. They can limit your thinking. While sometimes helpful, they might narrow your view. Cherish intuition for decisive transformation. Sometimes, trusting your feelings is good, even if it means doing things differently. For instance, Hyatt thought it might be better to have his trade show instead of sending his team away. At first, he wasn't sure, but after looking into it, he went for it. And guess what? It worked out great. His new event saved money and was a big success. Trusting his instincts was the key to his success. Intuition, our quiet helper, predicts things without us knowing. It's like our brain's backstage team, using our past experiences to solve today's problems. When we're stuck, our subconscious digs into our memories to find answers. Thinking carefully is like using our logic and looking at facts and choices. But when we need to decide, it's our subconscious that steps up and guides us. In storytelling, both conscious and unconscious thinking play vital roles. You need a mix of both to bring about change effectively. The more experiences a storyteller has within a specific field or area, the more reliable their intuition becomes when addressing problems within that context, such as in a particular profession. Adopt uncertainty, adapt to challenges. When faced with questioning or pressure, people often resist. Our brains are wired to stick to what we know, finding comfort in the familiar and feeling anxious about the unknown. This leads us to avoid change to sidestep that anxiety. It's just our natural reaction to keep things as they are. To overcome anxiety, one way is to talk about your worries and imagine the worst that could happen. Take Hyatt Miller, for example. She used to think she was a terrible public speaker and avoided speaking in public because of it. But when she finally questioned this belief, she realized she was wrong. And guess what? Once she did, she discovered she could do much more than she thought possible. People often resist change because they fear that if they challenge one deeply held belief, other beliefs will crumble like a wall losing bricks. But think of stories more like spider webs than walls. They're resilient. Removing a thread or two won't destroy them. When you welcome change, stronger ideas replace old ones, allowing better concepts to flourish. Shift from limitation to possibility thinking. In simple terms, changing how we think and staying open to new possibilities is key to making positive stories for the better. Instead of finding reasons not to act, we should focus on thinking positively. For example, instead of saying we don't have enough time, we can see constraints as opportunities to be more creative. It's all about turning negative thoughts into positive ones and using positive words to talk about them. To develop a possibility mindset and build new neural connections, try these strategies. 1. Challenge the norm. Think differently by using creativity and courage. Come up with wild and unconventional ideas to inspire innovation and promote open-mindedness. 2. Accept thinking outside the box. Look at problems from new angles, even if it means mixing conflicting ideas to find solutions. 3. Adopt a fresh perspective. Revisit familiar ideas as if you're new to them. seeing them through the eyes of a beginner to spark fresh insights. Gain wisdom by observing others. To change your stories for the better, get help from experts like coaches, teachers, and resources like books and media. Author Hyatt Miller wanted to improve her public speaking skills, so she put in the work by writing and reciting positive affirmations daily. But she knew that to ace her keynote speech, the final step, she needed more than just her effort. So, she spent months assembling a team of experts, including Kushat, to guide and encourage her along the way. Listening to diverse perspectives helps you learn faster and spot any mistakes you might make. When you talk to people from different backgrounds, you get fresh ideas and ways of thinking. Their feedback can open up new ways for you to improve and grow. So, being open to others' input is crucial for personal development and success. Rest to find answers. Cease thinking. Rest, exercise, and sleep are vital for boosting learning, creativity, and problem-solving skills. In your brain, there are two networks, the executive network and the default network. The executive network handles your conscious thoughts, while the default network works mostly in the background. When you're analyzing things deeply, your executive network is at work. On the other hand, when you're being creative, it's your default network that kicks in. When your brain takes a breather, the creative sparks fly. Rest periods give your mind the fuel it needs for those aha moments to shine. So, take breaks and watch your creativity soar. Regular exercise and quality sleep are essential for boosting brain power. Exercise releases chemicals that enhance learning and problem-solving abilities, while sleep supports memory consolidation and cognitive function. Together, they form a powerful duo for optimizing brain health and performance. Key points. 1. Challenge old ways of thinking to grow and solve problems effectively. 2. Seek diverse perspectives and expert guidance for learning and improvement. 3. Trust your intuition alongside logical reasoning for better decision-making. 4. Rest, exercise, and sleep boost brain power and creativity. 5. Create positive narratives and question assumptions for personal growth. 6. Welcome change and stay open-minded to overcome challenges. 7. Use storytelling to shape perceptions and drive positive outcomes.